So think about that, guys, gals. You are something beyond this whole temporal experience. Now, once you get that into your noodle, the idea of traveling through time is like nothing, because time itself is just the string you run through the beads, but the beads are all momentarily collapses of possibilities into actualities, which then relax into possibilities again. And you, no matter where you are, no matter how old you are, no matter when you're alive, no matter when you lived, no matter when you are going to live, are going to go through that same process over again. You're going to come into being as a personality, a limitation, a collapsing. You're going to then learn how to control by collapsing more so that you can get up and walk around, so that you're not just a namby-pamby, so that you're not just doing the same things over and over again. You're going to learn to master life. And then as you start to master life, you're going to find life to be a little disgusting. Nobody goes through life without finding life a little disgusting. Oh, you mean it's okay to be depressed? Yeah. Not only is it okay for you to be depressed, it's okay for you to come out of your depression too, because every one of us does that. You're not sick because you find life to be disgusting. But you are sick if that's all you do is find life to be disgusting. What you have to do is relax. Allow the disgust to come in and then let it pass. Because it will pass if you simply let it pass. Because you're not that. You're not the disgust. You're not what you think you are. You're not the image of who you think you are. You're not the face you see in the mirror. You're not that fat person. You're not that old person. You're not that skinny person. You're not that sexy person. You're not that beautiful person. Your hair is not long and curly. You're not a bald old slob. You're not a beautiful young slob. You're not a slob at all. You're not even a neat person at all. You're not any of that. That's just the momentary collapses of the possibilities which give you the sense of being and presence of being in a material world. That's what you do. That's what we do. That's how we get caught in the illusion. That's how we play the game again. That's how we watch the movie. That's what we do. That's what time traveling is really all about. It's when you realize that you're not that, that you suddenly see all of time. You see everything you've been, everything you were, everything you are, and it all becomes sensible to you. Now, the way you prove this to yourself is you go out into the world and you look. And if you meditate on this, if you go into an enlightenment intensive in which you begin asking yourself, who am I? What am I? Who am I? What am I? And you begin to answer that question and get through all of the obvious answers. I am the president of a bank. I am the theoretical physicist. My name is Fred Allen Wolf. My name is Joe Blow. My name is Sam Sork. I am this. I am. When you go through all that, what I call the BSing, when you go through all of that stuff, eventually what emerges is a sense of just being. When you're in that state of consciousness, you can walk out onto the street and you will see another person's face and you will immediately see who that person was, who that person's going to be, when that person was. You can see all the lives of that person in one time. You can see it in their face. You can see their suffering. You can see their delight. You can see their femininity. You can see their masculinity. You can see all these things. When you have that kind of seeing power going with you wherever you go, you can look at animals, and you can see what animals are. You can see how they are within the confines of the temporal zone and couldn't care less about the future or the past. They're just now. They're being into whatever that now experience is without even knowing what that now experience is. You can begin to see that the dog is the dog is the dog throughout all the time, regardless of whose dog it is or when that dog was. You can begin to see how animals are what they are. You can begin to intune yourself to the world. your psychic abilities will emerge enormously. You'll never have to go to a psychic. You just got to look at yourself in the mirror and suddenly everything will appear to you. It's like an acid trip. For those of you who've never taken acid, and for those of you that have, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's something very special that happens to you. And it all comes about by learning to do just one thing and one thing only. Surrender that precious ego. Surrender your I-ness, your highness, and you become the king of all there is. Now you've heard this, and you may think, whoa, I'd like to do all that. Is there any evidence that anybody's ever done that before? For example, let's talk about the Buddha. The Buddha once said, what is all this? A phantom, a dew, a bubble, a dream, a flash of lightning and a cloud. Thus we should look upon all that was ever made. The Buddha, in his meditations, was able to see all of his past incarnations, according to what his students wrote about him, anyway. So the Buddha was able to see beyond the barriers of time. Now let me just put a little bit of humor into this. Douglas Adams, the fantastic writer who wrote The Restaurant at the End of the Universe, said, time is an illusion. Lunchtime, doubly so. Just a little bit of note of fun in there.